better. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Jim Ayers with the Commerce Rotary Club, and we're going to be talking about an event called the Waves of Glory coming up in November. Jim, good morning.
Thank you, John Mark. Hello.
Yeah, hello again. And Waves of Glory, I'll let you describe this in a minute, but this is the second year for this event in Commerce, and it'll be this year from November 7th through the 13th, encompassing Veterans Day on November 11th, of course. So tell us about Waves of Glory.
All right. Thank you. Last year, we were challenged as a club to have a project that would honor our veterans, living and deceased, throughout Hunt County. And there is a program in Plano. The Plano East Rotary Club has a program that they call Flags of Honor, I believe. And they have over 1,000 flags in their display. And so last year we created Waves of Glory. We had a little over 100 3x5 flags on the 8-foot poles in a grid, and people were able to walk through the flags, and each flag had a placard on it that honored a certain veteran, and there was a map that helped each person find their loved one's flag. And it was a huge success. We were very pleased with the response.
You had this at Commerce City Park?
That is correct. Yeah. At Aldridge and Park Street.
Central Commerce, yeah. Mm-hmm. So so you had 100 veterans and family members submitted their names. Is that the way that goes?
That is correct. Anyone can submit the name of a veteran have them be included, sure. Mm-hmm.
So are you to the point now, as we get ready, and this coming up this year, it'll be November 7th through the 13th.
That's right.
Saturday through Friday. And, go ahead.
And this year, we have decided to include first responders, policemen and fire and EMS and whoever. You know, obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought a spotlight to those brave individuals as they fight, you know, the pandemic, and so we decided it would be great to include them. So we fully expect to have over 200 flags this year.
Wow.
It's quite an undertaking, so we're excited about it.
Yeah, we're talking with Jim Ayers with the Commerce Rotary Club and Waves of Glory, a big display of flags honoring veterans and now first responders, coming up November 7th through the 13th at City Park in Commerce. Are you now taking request, or I don't know if it's a request.
We are. I've sent, we're going to honor all of those that were involved last year, and then obviously encouraging people to, that are for, I've contacted all of the fire and police departments in Hunt County and encouraged them to nominate or whatever people in their departments. Mm-hmm. So it's coming along real nicely, I think.
So you'll carry over the 100 or so from last year?
Yes. Yes, we will. And then whoever is added this year will be involved as well.
I see. So this thing could just grow exponentially as the years go by.
It could. That's a little ominous to think about. It's can be done.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty big park. You know, you can handle a lot of flags.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I could, real quick, we have a website this year.
Okay.
It's commercewavesofglory.com.
Mm-hmm.
And people can go there, and the form is loadable. You can fill it out online and then just submit it that way.
I see.
And gives us a little information.
Oh.
So
go to the website, and there's where you get the form to submit
that's correct.
Someone.
Yes, sir. Commercewavesofglory.com.
Okay, good. And is there a deadline for that?
Yes, probably the 16th of October, because we'll need time to get them all processed and get the display put together. So it's almost time.
Yeah. Does Could a living veteran be honored, or is this necessarily
Absolutely.
Someone?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, sir. Living or deceased. Yes, sir.
Okay. So they don't have to have passed away. They can still
be
with us.
Right.
You know, Jim, the American flag is not particularly fashionable these days in some quarters. What do you say mm-hmm. to people that, in one way or another, object to display of the flag?
Well, that's a great question, and I have been asked that before lately. But, the very fact that an individual in this country is free mm-hmm. to state the fact that the American flag offends them without fear of being arrested or whatever is the reason I'm grateful that I live in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I took the lead for the Commerce Rotary Club's flag program back in 2015 is because of an event in my life that changed my life forever. And I've told this story before, but my father died in Vietnam in 71. I was just 8 years old, and he died defending mm-hmm. the rights and liberties that we enjoy every day. So an individual's right to be offended by a flag is protected by the First Amendment. But at the same time, John Mark, my right to honor the flag is protected by the same First Amendment. So we all can express our opinions, and we all need to learn to respect one another's opinions.
All right. CommerceWavesOfGlory.com is where people can go to submit names of veterans, first responders, and so on to be honored.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
November 7th through the 13th. Jim, we're out of time, but thank you for having a cup of coffee with us on the telephone line.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you. Send in your nominations, and we'll be glad to include them.
Very good. Jim Ayers with Commerce Rotary Club. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.